LaVar Ball is a prophet, man. He had been telling us if his guy, his kids would go where they were. And he said one number one, though. I think he said for LaMelo, though. He was off by a couple of picks. That's not that bad. But the first brothers ever picked top five in the draft, and first two brothers picked in the top 10 in the last, 40 years. And so I think that, you know, LaVar Ball, he, with all the antics, the whole WWE stuff, him shouting matches on ESPN or Fox Sports, wherever they would have him, sports media love LaVar Ball because he created a show, had his own reality show on Facebook. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of pressure on athletes in terms of taking the next step and becoming a bust. Or he took all the pressure off of them. All the pressure that they would look at in terms of being a professional athlete that normally players get, he said, I'm going to take that pressure off you. I'm going to put it on me. And I'm going to say, that's a stand-up job in terms of being able to raise his boys. I grew up without a father, and I know as an African-American man, I would have loved to have a father put as much energy into my success as LaVar Ball has put into Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo, who's now in the developmental league, the G League, and he's moving his way up. And next, he's 6'5". He needs to grow a little bit more into his body, and he may be next up in the NBA as well. I mean, props to LaVar Ball, man.
Xavier Pope with us here on this Thursday, Silver Sevens. It's Cofield on the road. Adam Hill's back in our Finley Toyota studios. So just some general NBA talk. I saw that you reacted to the playoff format that the NBA is planning on at the bottom of each conference. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, well, Bill Simmons is now a prophet as well because he'd been championing that for years. It's asking for some sort of end playoff bracket. I think it brings more excitement to the game. I think it makes making the playoffs a little bit, the playoff chase at the end of the year makes it a little bit more exciting. I think it makes the playoffs a little bit more exciting. It's the 7th and 8th seed may play a game, and whoever wins that game becomes the 7th seed. And then the 9th and 10th seed play a game, and whoever loses that game is eliminated. And then the winner of that game plays the loser of the 7-8 game, and that team becomes the 8th seed. You guys following along?
Yeah. I love it. No, I love it.
I like it a lot. I think that it gives fans more opportunity to be excited about their sports. And we've seen this in the course of the year, and COVID has really racked on the in terms of the ratings of all sports across the board, except for the WNBA. Changing up something about how sports is being played, bringing a new element into the sport, I think that's needed to be able to get renewed fan interest in sports. We saw what Major League Baseball did with expanded playoffs. I think that's probably going to continue. So I think the NBA giving more fans an opportunity to be engaged in the sport instead of sitting around waiting for the draft, I think is a big move on the business side. A good move by the NBA, and they already have a 72-game season, so it allows some more action on the court.
All right, two ideas that I've had that I think work better. I mean, I'm biased because they're mine, but one, can we just get promotion and relegation? The best D-League team moves up to the NBA for a year, the worst NBA team moves down? Like, that would be incredible.
That's terrible.
That's incredible.
That's terrible. The best G League team would absolutely be destroyed by any NBA team.
Sure, but then you'd be able to sign guys
actually contribute to an NBA roster. Now, when I say contribute, I mean I'm not talking about coming off the bench at the end of the game and scoring a couple of buckets. I mean being able to run up and down the court. There, most of those guys a lot of times are undersized, not as athletic, not necessarily have to be able to score the ball as easily. That is not the same as soccer. I mean, the basketball is one of these top talent-rich sports where the guys that are in the league are in the league because they're good. So for the guys that aren't there, not as good, unless we're talking about someone like Carmelo Anthony and something like that being kept out of the league for as long as he needed to. But other than that, this is a make-or-miss league. Either you are good enough to play in this league or not. I know that a couple of guys last night that weren't drafted, that we were surprised at the Big East Player of the Year, not getting drafted, but if you're good enough to play in the NBA, you're going to be in the NBA.